All Saints' Day falls on November 1st. This article is entitled Saints Alive. Psalm 118, verse 17 reads, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Maybe you've heard the expression, Saints Alive. It's an interjection sometimes used by folks to express astonishment over something extraordinary they have just witnessed. When, for example, they see a beautiful sunset shimmering on a lake, they may be moved to exclaim, Saints alive, how awesome is the handiwork of our Creator. Similarly, there are Bible teachings which are breathtaking for their beauty and may evoke a sense of wonderment in our hearts. I have in mind a teaching that when the Holy Spirit leads a person to anchor his hopes for this life and the next in his Savior Jesus, he transforms him from being a sinner into a saint. There's a day coming up on the calendar on which this astounding truth of the Bible is highlighted in the Christian church. It's called All Saints Day. It falls each year on November 1st. The origin of this festival can be traced back to the 3rd century. Early on, it was observed as a day on which Christians who were martyred for their faith were especially remembered with thanksgiving to God. Later, All Saints' Day came to be celebrated as a festival on which all who died believing in Jesus were thankfully remembered. All Saints' Day remains on the church calendar today for a good reason. It provides an opportunity for us to especially remember all the dear ones of our lives and those of the distant past, whom the Lord graciously preserved in faith during their earthly sojourn and brought safely to his side in heaven. The All Saints Festival can also serve the purpose of helping us to remember what a saint is, especially in a world that entertains many erroneous ideas about this. Just what is a saint according to the Bible? As noted above, it is a person whose record of transgressions against God's law has been blotted out from his sight for the sake of the Savior in whom he trusts. Among the Bible verses that teach us this are, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all your iniquities. Romans 103, verses 1 and 3. Why is every Christian thrilled to have the status of sainthood? The answer should be obvious. When you possess God's gift of forgiveness through Jesus, you also possess his givenness of unending life. You enjoy a loving relationship with your Lord that won't ever be severed, not even by physical death. What comfort this affords us when the Lord calls dear ones out of this life. Though our hearts ache for our loss, we do not sorrow as those who have no hope. We know that a beloved husband, wife, father, mother, child, or friend, having fallen asleep in Jesus, is destined to rise again. With our resurrected, glorified bodies, we will live forever with them in the new heavens and new earth he will create, together with all saints of all times and places. Small wonder that the psalmist was moved to declare, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Psalm 116, verse 15. So can we. For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia. Thou wast their rock, their fortress, and their might. Thou, Lord, their captain in the well-fought fight. Thou in the darkness drear, their one true light. Alleluia. O may thy soldiers, faithful, true, and bold, fight as the saints who nobly fought of old, and win with them the victor's crown of gold. Alleluia. This article is written by Thomas Schutze, pastor of St. Paul Evangelical Lutheran Church in Lakewood, Colorado.